Thank you. when you look at the words of that song and understand the story behind the song, it answers a lot of questions. It was a man by the name of Spafford, and he sent his wife and four daughters by ship to Europe. And he would later, I guess, go to be with them. During the journey, the ship collided with another ship, and in 12 minutes, it sank and killed 226 passengers, including his four daughters, all four of them. His wife was not killed. He received a telegraph from Europe when she arrived there, and all it said was, "Saved alone." He knew that his four daughters had perished. He took a boat to go to be with his grieving wife while he himself is grieving. And when they come to the place, the exact place where that wreck happened, where that boat sank, where his daughters perished in the chilling water, the words of this song came to him, and he began to write. And I was thinking, what a terrible tragedy. In a tragedy like that, a lot of times the first thing we think of a lot is my sin. It's because of my sin. The devil, he'll accuse the brethren. It's because of what you've done. But he writes in this song, "My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to his cross, and I bear it no more." It wasn't because of him. He had that assurance. It wasn't because of him. His sin was nailed to the cross. Amen. What a blessing. What a blessing.